That's the last single of Bilbo Baggins, as was now generally known as Bilbo, on the Lightning label. Actual fact, when the group came in tonight, they hadn't really all bargained to be stuck in front of a microphone. They were going to sort of stick Colin out front and say, you do the talking and we all keep quiet, but you can't escape. No escape. No. Shoved you in front of the microphone as well. Let me introduce you to Brian and to Gordon. Brian, I gather you do most of the writing with the group. Sort of, how much writing is that so far?
About three quarters of the numbers we do in stage.
Does that make you what I call prolific? I mean, have you written lots and lots of songs? Some that you haven't even performed yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just do them. When I'm at home, I do them every day. I've got
you make it sound like sort of physical exercise or something, you know, I do them the first thing every morning.
It sounds like that as well. No, it's more or less. I've got to keep doing it. Like, for every good song, there's another 20 or 30.
What do you mean you've got to keep doing it? You mean you enjoy it, or
well,
you can't
I do
stop yourself, or...?
I do enjoy it, but, to do it, I've got to have some sort of discipline. Before, when I first used to write, I'd write maybe a verse, and then leave it, and then I'd have a chorus for something else. But now I just make myself do one every day when I can, and make sure that I do finish it.
So it becomes like a mental exercise, almost.
Yeah.
And you do that every day. Do you have a set routine for it, to make yourself do it?
No, I'll go in the room and bang away the guitar until maybe I'll get one line that I feel it's got some sort of magic at the time.
Yeah.
And then I'll just build on top of that.
Yeah. You do both the words and the music?
Yeah.
What happens if you get something which seems like magic at the time and then you come back the following day and it sounds like
it's
rubbish?
It's terrible. Most of them are.
It does happen?
Oh, aye. All the time.
What do you do then?
Just write another one.
Scrap it?
No, well, I just leave it there. And just collect them all, because I might go back to something later on and maybe change a chorus, a verse or a chorus or something.
Yeah. I mean, the romantic picture of a songwriter is that certain things sort of inspire him or turn him on to write a song. Do you have any conditions to be right? I mean, you sort of have to have a whiskey bottle there, or does he have to have the right sort of lighting or anything like that?
No.
You just go and do it?
I just do it.
Making it sound like hard work, actually.
That's quite hard work, eh?
So where's the enjoyment?
Just the finished product, and if it's been good and everybody likes it, then
right. So you finish it and take it back to the group, and they all say that's fantastic, and then you get
that's what always
right. Gordon, as he brought a song to you, and he thought it was fantastic, you said to him, "That's rubbish."
Yeah, just about everyone.
What's your reaction to that?
It used to bother me, but
it did not. a week's depression often fallen.
No, it doesn't bother me now, because I'll just give it to somebody else.
Mm. Somebody else will get a miss for that.
Right. Gordon, you're bassist with the group. Tell me, I didn't ask actually right at the start, is the lineup the same as it was 5.5 years ago?
No, it's one less. The same, it's just one less.
Mm. One dropped out because he couldn't stand
there's
his
no
song.
Actual changes in that bit. something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now look, you've got these singles out on Lightning. I gather you're working towards an album.
Aye. Well, if this one's a hit, there'll be an almost immediate release of an album. Because we've got most of Brian's songs, the better ones, in the can, as they say.
Yeah.
And so if we get a hit, well, that'll be banged out right away.
So I mean, in actual fact, you could sort of get the thing cut fairly quickly because it's basically done.
Aye.
So you're waiting for when the time is ripe, for the right moment to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Who decides that, the group or the record company, between you or what?
It's between us all, really, management as well.
Yeah. But a quick word on management, I don't want to linger on it actually, but I mean, you began life along with the same management and team and area, Tom Payton and Bay City Rollers and so on. So, yeah, who's he? Yeah. Why, you broke away?
Yeah.
Was that because he wanted to, get away from a Bay City Rollers image that you could have been branded with?
It was a lot of things, really. It was because of that, and he was just doing nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the Rollers, it was just his only group.
Well, he was a busy man, surely.
He was too busy to be interested in us, really, so we just had to get away.
Which is not an uncommon story, and happens quite a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you made a move. Was that also a conscious move to try and change the area or your own style at the time?
Well, for lack of a better word, we're trying to get a bit of respect because we're always just in the same band all the time. Although we've proved, on numerous occasions, we've proved everybody wrong when they came to see the Rollers sort of thing. But We won them over, usually.
Yeah.
So, what's I was just getting away from that.
What's your reaction been like so far in the London area around
It's been really good for London, I suppose, because, well, they're just spoiled by good bands. And, I mean, we just try to put on a decent show.
Yeah.
And we went in reasonably well, I think.
Where have you been playing?
Where?
Bangs.
I know you're...
Golden Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Lion.
Yeah.
And that's, where is it? Where are we playing? The Rock Garden. We'll be playing there.
Well, that's coming up. That's 9th of August.
August 9th, 9th August.
August the 9th, yeah. You're at the Rock Garden on the 9th. Yeah. You mentioned, just casually there, you said that, you know, there's the competition, there's some good bands around the London area and so on. Who do you personally rate?
Well, we never get a chance to see any live bands, really. I mean, we're just hearing all the big names that are coming here, so obviously you must think they're good. Mm. But when we play, we're usually just ourselves, so we don't get a chance to see any live bands, so I couldn't really say.
Yeah. Do you have any favourite bands or groups?
I did have one, Alex Harvey, but now defunct.
Yeah, I once tried to interview Alex.
And it was impossible.
It was very difficult. Aye. Very difficult. That was about 2 years ago, yeah. Around the time of Delilah, when he brought out Delilah and stuff like that. I mean, an amazingly talented man, but hell to try and interview and talk with, you know. Because he's so involved in his thing and what he believes in, very much so, yeah. Tell me, just briefly, before... I want to play the B-side of the new record as well, you see. Any particular favourite areas, any of you, for music? Any particular direction of rain that you're going in? Subject matter or types of music?
No. If it's a good song, we'll do it. We'll just... Don't try and put it in a bag. If we like it, we do it.
In other words, it's variety.
Aye.
Yeah, right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Best of luck at the Rock Garden on the 9th. Get the album out soon, will you? Because this single is really superb. It's nice. A side and B side. So
Thanks
we'll have the B side.
Say that we're straight faced too.
Cheers.